go to our constituencies now, Barry. Given housing obviously has been such an issue in the campaign, a lot of people will be wondering how Fine Gael is getting on in the housing minister's own constituency, Dublin Bay South.
Yeah, well, the electoral Grim Reaper has been knocking on the door of a few of the incumbents here at Dublin Bay South. As many as three of the four have been predicted to lose their seats in recent weeks. One who won't lose their seat will be Eamon Ryan of the Green Party. He's expected to top the poll with perhaps a quota and a half, and the destination of his surplus will have a big bearing here. Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan is likely to be also elected. The party's local election showing in this constituency was rather poor, in between 11 and 12%. But O'Callaghan, the party's justice spokesperson, with the Michael McDougall, the senator, not standing, it seems to have cleared the path for him to retain his seat. So Ryan and O'Callaghan, those two, we can say with some degree of certainty, will retain their seats.
And what of the Fine Gael candidates?
Boy, oh boy, yes. Well, we're sitting here, right, I suppose, at the axis of the constituency, first of all, in Donegal. So to our east is more affluent areas, which would be real Fine Gael heartlands, and to our west areas, which have suffered with housing. Now, 10 days ago, sources within the constituency were suggesting that Housing Minister Owen Murphy would lose his seat. But I believe his ground game has been quite strong in recent days. A huge amount of leaflets. Some of his constituents say they've received 2 to 3 knocks on the door from Team Murphy, teams of 15, 16 out strong canvassing, and a really tightly run ship. And in terms of the numbers, he's in the Pembroke area of the constituency, which Fine Gael's vote in the locals held up, whilst his running mate Kate O'Connell is from Rathgar. Rathmines is her core, where perhaps the Fine Gael vote may not hold up. There is a fly in the ointment which has appeared in this complex matrix in recent days, and that's the Sinn Féin candidate, Chris Andrews. He took 9.6% last time. Of course, a former Fianna Fáil TD as well, lost his seat in 2011. Now, before the election, Sinn Féin were downplaying his prospects, saying he had a new job, he hasn't been able to work locally. But now people within Fianna Fáil, Labour, and even Fine Gael are saying that Sinn Féin is coming up on the doors in this constituency, this Fine Gael constituency. Kevin Humphreys had been tipped perhaps to take out one of the Fine Gaelers. Labour still confident of his electoral prospects. He took 10.6% ultimately. But tonight what people are saying is that Owen Murphy should retain his seat, polling somewhere between 14 and 11%, with Kate O'Connell the one in danger, or those close to her are not putting out any alarm bells at the moment. But ultimately, you're looking at Eamon Ryan, Jim O'Callaghan, probably Owen Murphy, and then it would appear the destination of where Kate O'Connell finishes will determine whether Kevin Humphreys can take a seat for Labour, which they felt was always there, or whether Chris Andrews could really show a Sinn Féin surge in Dublin Bay South.
Right, that will be a bellwether if that turns out that way. Okay, let's go to Meath East now. More high profile candidates there.
Yes, one Fianna Fáil, two Fine Gael. The two Fine Gael got in last time with 35%, so already the margins are tight. Remember the context here. 2017, Minister for Social Protection, Regina Doherty. Helen McEntee would walk past me in the corridor and wouldn't even blink her eyes. I don't know why. Helen McEntee, these matters inappropriate. I will raise them internally. And during the last few days, with Fine Gael's polls dropping, their poll numbers dropping, we've seen encroachments in terms of the constituency divide. Helen McEntee's team leafleting and canvassing in areas belonging to Regina Doherty in Dunboyne. I was on the phone to one of Regina Doherty's people earlier on, and they said, oh no, I just see on Facebook that Helen McEntee is in our area again. So all this is going on between the two, because realistically what people are saying is that on 35% last time, Regina Doherty just got home 1,000 votes clear of Sinn Féin's Darren O'Rourke, that she's in real trouble. And in terms of how it will go, we see Donald Twoscout tweeting in support of Helen McEntee this evening, and she is regarded as the stronger constituency worker. Someone close to Regina Doherty telling me that she doesn't spend too much time in the constituency, she loves her ministerial position, whilst Helen McEntee, of course, related to Meath's GAA royalty, which is so important in these electoral puzzles. So Regina Doherty perhaps not sitting easy out of that pair. Darren O'Rourke tipped to make a gain for Sinn Féin.
Okay. Is that, and who
the other incumbent is Fianna Fáil's Thomas Byrne. His vote is actually expected to drop, I'm told. This is over Lisa Meller, a former Fianna Fáil activist in Stamullen. She had been expected to be co-opted to Meath County Council following Sharon Keoghan winning two seats, the independent councillor. She thought Fianna Fáil would put her forward, but she accused Fianna Fáil of sacrificing one of their own for 30 pieces of silver to do a deal that wouldn't see her taking the seat, and she left the party. So Thomas Byrne's vote is expected to decline somewhat. He should still top the poll. The only, I suppose, positives for Fine Gael here to cling to would be A&2's Melissa Tobin and whether she could take votes off Darren O'Rourke, and also Regina Doherty. Her team are saying that, look, if you don't elect me, the southern end of the constituency will be left with nobody. So expect more high jigs between now and Saturday.
OK, that's brilliant. Thanks for that. Final constituency profile on Late Debate. Barry Lennon, thank you for that. And of course, a full list of election candidates in both Meath East, Dublin Bay South, and of course, in every constituency in the country are available on the RTE website.